For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
Welcome to Lost in America, episode 109. My name's Turner Sparks.
My name is Kaplan.
You can find me at Turner B Sparks on Twitter. You can find Kaplan at KAP Cap in America on Twitter. Also, where are we on Instagram, Cap?
We are at Lost in America Pod. Yeah.
And?
And where?
I'm a Turner Sparks. You're a Cap in America, something like that.
You said we're a we, so I didn't want to. I don't want to plug myself. I don't like to self promote.
Look at you, humble Kaplan, humble, everybody.
And there's a reason why I have under 300 followers on Twitter.
Yes,
I do not like to promote myself, but you guys can help me out here. Please get me over 300
on the podcast today. Canadian Pod. We have Graham K and Alex Pavone, two Canadian stand up comedians who live here.
Yeah,
in New York City.
So we wanted to find out a little bit about Canadian politics since we've talked about moving there. People like to always talk about moving to Canada.
Listen, the alt middle is not moving to Canada.
Well, the movement if movement doesn't pick up steam here, it's like Mormonism. Didn't they like take it different areas? They start.
Oh yeah, they went to Mexico and Canada. No, because they were polygamists.
Polygamists.
And that was illegal in America.
Oh. Okay.
And so they went across the border.
Well, where's the alt middle stand on polygamy? Have we made a ruling?
No, we have not. We've yet to give our position on polygamy. We're waiting until after the midterms.
Yeah.
That's code for we support it. Oh, the midterms have already happened. Well, we'll wait until after the next midterms. They're 4 years away. That's code for we support it, but we know that'll be a divisive issue, so we don't want to say. But anyway.
I thought you were going to say wait till you get to your fifth year wedding anniversary.
Yes. They're going to tell us, Graham K. and Alex Pavone are going to tell us all about Canada, all about Canadian politics. We don't know anything about Canadian politics. No one does.
We don't know anything about American politics. We know even less about Canada.
We don't even know if they have politics.
Yeah, they must. They have a guy.
We'll find out.
Somebody.
Kaplan. But before all that,
mm-hmm.
I had a big story in New York Magazine. Ben Fox Rubin wrote it, who was on our pod a couple weeks ago. They told the whole story of Mr. Softy, the fall of Mr. Softy China the last 5 years.
Don't spoil it. I haven't read the story yet.
Oh, well, go to New York Mag, nymag.com, put in Mr. Softy or Turner Sparks.
Go to the newsstand? Is it on the newsstands?
I think it's on the newsstands everywhere.
Go support journalism. Buy a New York magazine.
I'm not 100% sure if it's actually in the magazine, so read it online. Do it the old-fashioned way.
Right.
It's 2,000 words, though. It's a big story. A
lot of words.
And
Ben Fox Rubin writes a good word.
He writes a good word. But, Cap, so that story came out. It's over the last 5 years of Mr. Softy, so how the government came
the
in.
The fall.
How they kind of took everything over. Why I'm here doing a podcast with you, you schlub.
Yeah.
But
you had dreams. It gets into how you had dreams of basically taking over China.
Exactly.
And now here you are doing a podcast.
Just a duff on a recliner in studios in lower Manhattan, New York City. But
all very poetic, as you say.
After that came out, lots of hate mail came in.
Hate mail? What do you mean?
Should we play the hate mail music?
I think it's some early action hate mail music.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Play the music.
Play it, Randy Lee.
Don't hate. All the rest do.
We're back, Kaplan. Love the hate mail music. Nerf Herder. Shout out to the band Nerf Herder.
We get a lot of positive fan mail about the hate mail music.
Yes. So it balances itself out. So this is what, this is from Reddit.
Oh, boy.
Reddit people.
You've made it now that your people are talking about you on Reddit.
They really are. Yeah, it went viral, as they say, on Reddit, this story.
This article.
And it's very odd. Have you ever had, it's all these people
I've
are.
I've never had anybody on Reddit talk about me. No.
It's the weirdest phenomenon because they're saying things about you like they know.
Yeah.
And then everyone believes them that they know. If you say it with enough authority, you just seem like you know.
But we do it all the time. We talk about like sports.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, Ben Simmons, you know, like, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, exactly. He must read it. It's so odd when it happens to you because they're saying stuff that's not true at all. So let's get right to it. This one commenter who everyone seems to believe, Curo, C-U-R-O-E, he says he's talking about me. He goes, he gave up too quickly.
Oh.
Ten years wasn't enough for him to run my business. He gave up too quickly. He should have gotten locals involved. And that he should have gotten locals involved that would fight on his behalf.
Oh my God, this person is so naive about Chinese business, right?
Well, also, he didn't even read the article because in the article it says that I had a Chinese local partner named Jeffrey Tsai. So we did have a local involved.
Oh, I thought it was Kai. That's how I was pronouncing it in my head.
Tsai, C-A-I, right? Like T-S. He should have got locals involved that would fight on his behalf. I'm guessing he consulted with an American or English speaking lawyer. Wrong move.
You didn't have a Chinese lawyer?
You need to have a Chinese lawyer as a translator, this guy says. First of all, yes, why don't you just ask me? We had a Chinese lawyer the entire time.
I assume since you lived in China, you didn't have an American lawyer doing all your fighting.
Then you need to have another translator to translate your documents again before signing them. It's the cost of doing business for not speaking the language of the land.
But you did speak the language.
I did speak the language. Oh my God. We did have a Chinese lawyer. I did have a Chinese partner. And I didn't give up too quickly. I did it for 10 years.
I like if you just assure me a couple, like, oh, you know what? We never thought to translate what they were saying. So
I
didn't know what was going on.
Translating would have been the move. And then somebody later says that I had a 50% Chinese partner because that's the law of the country. Well, it's not the law of the country. Jeffrey didn't own 50% of our company. But then what's amazing is they say this like it's the fact. And then everyone's commenting under them, kind of believing what they're saying.
That's what people do online.
Well, because you just assume they might know. So
I don't know why we assume people know.
You're 100% wrong, Curo. So for all our listeners, our army, our Americans,
attack
Curo.
Are you going to search your mentions on Twitter now? Are you going to like look for your name? Like, you know, like there was a basketball. Yes. Sometimes an athlete will like find their name being mentioned negatively and go at them on Twitter.
I'm going
to
do it.
So fascinating to me. Like, but
it's tempting because you read it and you're like, well, wait, you're wrong. Yeah. And what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to tell that person he's wrong or just let all these people debate it out?
You should enter. You need a burner account is what you need.
You need to burn
with these people with your Brian Colangelo.
What was his account?
Still balling.
Still softying.
Still softying. Find a new slant, people.
I should tell this guy to find a new slant.
Oh my God.
And lay off my cufflinks or whatever,
Eric
my collars.
Junior, you could be Jeffrey Junior. What would be your handle?
Find a new slant, Curo.
Well, maybe some of our fans can do this bidding for you. They can get some accounts and come after you.
It's in the China subreddit. There's 80,000 subscribers to the subreddit.
Somebody post the article in this group.
And then it's been commented on like hundreds of times and shared all around and everything.
Are these people all going to listen to the podcast now?
They better. Find your slant.
Well, that's what we should do. People go on there and plug the podcast and be like, oh, you might not know this one, but Turner, you could podcast and he talks about this.
That's a good idea.
Get over there. Yeah, we should do that.
All right. Kaplan, as we're saying this right now, I'm in California as the magic of radio.
Radio.
I have shows coming up tomorrow night. I'm at the Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento, California with Jared Freed coming out to that show. So I'm opening the show. I'm in town.
So if people are sick of your act, they don't have to suffer through too much of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to be doing like 10, 15 minutes up top. Then Jared's
hilarious.
He's doing the heavy lifting, but he's a great comic. So come out to see Jared and then come hang out with me. Saturday night, the 17th of November, I'm going to be doing my full hour at Serrano Country Club in El Dorado Hills.
Wow.
Kaplan, this is like remember when Carmelo Anthony came back to New York City and they convinced people he was from there? The coming home. Well, I actually am from El Dorado Hills. My first time ever performing there. So coming
You've
out
never
to that.
Performed in the hills?
There's no comedy club there.
Wow. They had to make one for you.
I had to go to the country club. Go to my people. And then, let's see, November 29th, Atlantic City at the Tropicana Hotel.
Ooh.
Atlantic City Comedy Club. November 30th, the Philly Comedy Club. December 6th and 7th, Detroit, Michigan with Drew Frelick. Drew Frelick is selling tickets to this.
Two-night show.
He says, yeah, you can. You have to follow him on Twitter, he says, to get tickets. I don't know how they're
going to give you free tickets if you follow him?
No, you have to buy them. Oh. But there's like, no, he doesn't have a website or anything.
What it's kind like, of operation?
I don't know. He's like, you got to follow me. Tell people to follow me on Twitter, and then they can buy tickets. So
what's his Twitter handle?
I don't know. DrewFrelick.com. Is .com's in Twitter handles? Let's look it up. It's Real Drew Frelick, at Real DrewFralick. This is very convoluted.
And he's a good follow because he comments a lot on the podcast. He gives me a little hate mail. He gave me a D+ for my Torah knowledge during the Rosh Hashanah episode.
Exactly.
I take exemption with that.
And he lives in Detroit, Michigan. And so, and the show, he has these shows in his basement that he's turned into a comedy club.
Okay.
And he has them all the time. So he's flying me out there. I'm getting paid to do these shows. Supposed to be a big thing in town.
In his basement?
In his basement, yeah, and
he's playing in Drew's basement.
What? It's amazing. No, he sets up like
it's like a big,
it's like a room. It's a comedy club.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he hosts the show.
That's the future. That's the next Brooklyn.
It is. It's in Detroit. So get there if you're in the Detroit area. Contact Drew or just contact me if that's too convoluted to figure it out. That's all. Kaplan, should we get to Lost in America?
What about Amazon?
Amazon,
you're forgetting?
Oh,
we have big news.
They got the pod bump.
The pod. They worked out a deal. We worked behind the scenes with our boy Bezos.
They're moving to Long Island City, to your neighborhood, Kaplan.
Yeah, Amazon's moving to Long Island City. People are congratulating me, and left and right.
Me too.
It's like the opposite of the bombing.
Yes, it really is.
I'm getting texts. I'm getting Facebook messages. Everyone's congratulating me. I got news for everybody. I'm a renter.
What does that mean?
That means this doesn't help me. People are excited because it's going to help Long Island City. It's going to help property values.
Oh.
So you need to now, my life's going to get more expensive. So how are you going to help me survive in Long Island City?
Go to
LostInAmericaPod.com.
Yes.
Going to click on the Amazon link on the top.
Yes.
You're going to buy, do your regular shopping.
Yes.
And what happens then?
Percentage of it comes to us.
Yes.
And
including me.
One more piece of mail we got from our listener, J.D. Nash in North Carolina. Oh. He congratulated me. He said, congratulations on giving Amazon the pod bump. And because you gave them a bump, which gave them enough money to move to Long Island City, they should return the favor and give you a free studio in Long Island City whenever you need to use it.
That's what we should do. Whenever Ents is not available, we're just going to show up at Amazon and be like, you guys are a sponsor.
Hook it up.
The sponsor. Let's
hook you got a room. It up.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get to Lost America?
Play the music.
All right, we're back. Kaplan, you're lost in America this week. What's going on?
Yeah, I keep losing my phones. This is a big problem.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Because, your iPhone, you take all your, people with kids especially, take all these pictures and videos constantly.
Yeah.
I've got sensitive information about the pod and my business.
No. Okay.
So
you got pod nudes?
Yeah, so I was missing my one phone. I have two phones, of course. Got a work and a personal. And I was missing my one phone, and I just was like, where could it be? I don't know. So I went on, you can go on iCloud.
Yes.
You can look up your phone. And I saw I was on 133rd Street.
Oh, where were you?
Broadway. And I was downtown. So I was like, how the hell did I get up there?
Where's downtown? What street?
I was down in I can't tell you exactly.
Like 4th
where
Street,
I don't
5th
want to,
Street.
After what happened last week with the bombing.
Oh, of course.
I don't tell you where I was.
So you can Google it.
I Googled it. So I did the thing on the iPhone. You could do lost mode.
Yep.
You put a message.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be a clever message, I really need this phone. It's you get to make your own wanted.
Oh,
flyer.
That'll
show on the phone that's lost.
So if someone finds it, they won't be able to open your phone, but they'll just see a message from you saying, "Hey, this is Kaplan's phone. Return it here."
I was "Hey, it's an iPhone 6. I know it's not that valuable. Please bring it back. It's got some sentimental value. I got a lot of pictures on there that I forget to." Anyway, so I get a phone call.
Yeah,
about an hour later, from a guy named James, the bus driver.
Ooh.
He said he found it on his bus, the M5.
Nice.
Now this is what I get, a man of the people. I love to ride the bus. It's my new thing.
Sure.
And I didn't. So apparently I left the phone on a bus, and that's why I ended up to 103rd Street. Went on a ride. So then the guy says to me, "Oh, I'm doing my route during the weekend." This is on a Friday night. He's like, "I'm on the M5 route. Maybe we can meet up." So anyway, so the next day I go in the city and I check the schedule for the M5, and there's six stops. There's six buses going at once, So I'm like basically standing at one stop being like, I'm just going to wait for him to come.
You didn't know which bus out of the six he was on.
He told me his ID number, but that doesn't show it on the app. There's an app that shows you where buses are.
Okay.
So then when one comes, I just get on it. I'm like, are you James? No.
Oh, man.
So I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to get on it and I'm going to ride a little bit. Because all of a sudden I realized something. My phone wasn't dead. So I can still follow my phone on iCloud.
Okay.
So then I see it's on the bus ahead. I can see it's on the bus ahead of us.
Good battery life.
So I'm like, I could get on a taxi and chase that bus down, but that doesn't seem like fun. We have time to kill. Let's go for a ride on the bus. So we're just riding it up, and I felt like we would basically ride it up to a point, and I'd get off, and then I'd wait at the bus stop on the way back, and I'd catch him coming back down.
Just okay.
Can't call James and tell him the plan.
Yeah.
Because he's not answering the phone. He's a responsible bus driver.
Got it.
So we go all the way up. I'm riding all the way up to Harlem. I get off. I find a spot. Get a coffee. I'm standing there. I'm watching the phone coming now. It's coming back down. The plan is working perfectly.
Nice. Yes.
To complete, like, I can't believe how well it's working. Technology, everything's amazing. I see the bus. It's coming. It's 0.2 miles away, 0.1 miles away. It's like right here. The phone's right here. Bus pulls up. I get in and I just had a, like, I looked at this person. This did not look like a jolly man named James.
Okay.
But I took a gamble. I said, James? No. Who, what? Like, the guy wants you to get on the bus.
So what happened?
I'm like, do you have my phone? No. Now I'm totally now I'm lost. I'm really lost in America because I put all my trust in technology. I thought I had the greatest thing ever, and then they start. Then I'm like, the guy's like berating me. Get off the bus, basically.
Sure,
like, I gotta keep moving.
Yeah, he doesn't know who James is.
I'm like, I'm saying to him, but I need to get this guy the bus. I'm explaining the whole situation. He's like, I don't know. Take it up with the go make a complaint.
Take it up with the city.
He's like, go to the depot, make a complaint. I get off the bus and it's like in my head, go complaint. All of a sudden, I realized that the depot. He was saying it's two blocks away. And my phone is not moving. It's two blocks. So that James is getting off work.
Oh,
by sheer coincidence,
no.
He came back the same route.
You missed James.
So I run down to the depot, and I have you ever been to a bus depot?
No.
It would take you back to China, I think. Bureaucracy of
I've been to them in China.
Yeah, I can only imagine the anger of the security guard at me trying to get in there. She's like, "You got to sign in. You got this." She's like literally like telling me there's no way I get my phone. I'm going to have to wait.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden some guy just walks by and I just look at him like, are you James? He's a bus driver like going to the parking lot. He's like, yeah. I'm like, do you have my phone? He pulls it out.
Nice.
And now the woman says to him, no. He's got to sign in.
No.
There's a whole procedure.
Oh my gosh. So who is this? Oh, yeah. That's
so James says, why don't we just go walk to the corner?
Nice.
So we go walk to the corner and he hands me my phone. And this is what I wanted to ask you to end the story. Should I have tipped this guy? I feel like.
Yes.
He just seemed like such a nice guy.
Did you not?
I didn't. He seemed like he would have rejected the tip. So I was anticipating.
Oh, my Kaplan. Come on.
Yeah, so I fucked this up, didn't I?
Yes.
It was a low funds week.
Should have tipped him.
All right. I'm gonna track him down. He's on the M5. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for the M5 one day.
Yes.
When I get James, I'm just going to like select an envelope, right? I should give him 20 bucks.
I would say 20 bucks.
God damn it.
20 bucks. How much did Randy hate you over the course of this whole day? Of you having to chase down a bus.
She was like,
I feel like that would be immediate divorce with my.
Well, we had time to kill before. It was, you know what it was? My birthday dinner night.
Oh, so you can't get in trouble on your birthday.
You can't get in your birthday dinner. It was an activity. Genius. Teddy loves the buses, so it was like family activity kind
of. Sure. Okay.
So, you know, she didn't. I'll ask her. I don't think she hated me too much. She said I should have tipped him, though, so. She wins the argument.
Cap, Ints is an app.
Yes.
You can get in the app store. So it's a 5-minute audio recordings. Messages, you want to play music, you can do that. You can find friends on there. They've revamped the app. They got a new version of it that's out now for Android and iPhones. It's fantastic. We're on there all the time now. We're insing overtimes for every podcast episode.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the episode and you go, hey, that was really good, I want to hear more of that guest, we do 5 extra minutes just on Ints.
Yeah, we might even have episodes that aren't coming out for a few weeks from now. Might already be on Ints, parts of that, because we've...
Sometimes we do interviews early.
Yeah.
And we put it on Ints even before the podcast comes out.
A little teaser of what's to come.
A preview.
Preview.
That's amazing. Cap, should we get to our guests?
Let's bring them in.
The Canucks, come on in.
Come on in.
Oh, wait, there's only...
We only have one.
Yeah, there's only one. Looks like there's one here right now. Let's just bring in... it's Alex Pavone is here now. Bring him in.
He's waving us in like he wants to just come in on his own.
Okay, bring
him
in.
Alex, come in.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We got Alex Pavone in the house.
Nailed it. You nailed the name.
I used to call you Pavone, and then Graham K., who's supposed to be here right now, is stuck on the train.
He's stuck on A train or the A train. We're not sure.
Somewhere. He's on his way here. He will be joining us. But I heard him, I don't know if he brought you on a stage one time or something, but he was like, Alex Pavone. Or maybe it was when I did your podcast, Friends of Sports.
Yeah, probably that.
And then I was like, ooh, that's how you're supposed to say it. And I double checked with him to see if
that's
maybe
the Canadian pronunciation. You got to hit the A.
That's the, yes, that's true. But it's the Italian pronunciation that, you know, it infuriates my father when people call me Pavone. So he's always just like.
Italian Canadian.
There's a lot of us.
Really?
Tons. Yeah.
Who knew?
I know. Nobody knows.
I thought they all came to America. No, they're all New Jersey, I thought.
We're the second. We're the third wave of generation of Italian immigrants. So we came new. We're the newest.
You're newer.
Yeah, there's no room in America, so they sent us to Canada.
So how's Canadian pizza compared to Canadian Italian or food in general compared to American?
The Italians are still from Italy there.
Right, so it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a fired. Jersey Shore, Canada?
I'm sort of from it.
Really?
I'm sort of from the very Italian neighborhood of Canada.
What's it called?
Woodbridge. But we don't call them Guidos. We call them Ginos.
Why?
I don't know.
Ginos. Yeah. That makes more sense. That's a name.
They're like, look at this Gino right here. It used to be Ginos growing up. But like, same stuff.
Like how Italians are, Irish are Mick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Gino. Look at this Gino.
I'm in.
It sounds good. It's like a sandwich, a Gino's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A good place for...
Yeah.
So we want to find out, because we don't know anything about, they don't tell us about Canadian politics.
I know.
Canadian voting, Canadian government.
Oh, I'm aware.
All we know is you have that, what's Trudeau?
Yeah.
We know he's handsome, and then we sort of think he probably banged Ivanka Trump at one point.
We sort of think that? Like the plural? Like the world we?
It's like the greater American public.
See, it's important we need to learn all this, because we need to be educated, because everyone keeps saying they're going to move to Canada. Like when Trump won. Moved to Canada.
Like the Michael Moore left.
Right, but when Trump wins again, let's be honest, he's probably going to win again.
100%.
Then everyone's really going to be serious.
I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
I know nothing about politics.
We're very lazy about where we move. We can only think of Canada as if, like, we can't fly anywhere. People can only drive to...
everyone says Canada.
They can't move to England or...
Let's break it down why they say Canada.
Because they can't do Mexico, right? Because, they're a little racist about it.
Canadians look like them.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, they'll probably like me. And then you're right, you don't have to fly.
Yeah.
And then Michael Moore liked it.
And you have health care. And
Do have health care for sure.
All that stuff. So that's what people like to talk. And you have hockey. And you have the Toronto Raptors. So.
And we have the Raptors. A lot of good things. We have Drake. We have a lot of good things going on for our country.
So what about Kawhi. Beyond health care? Because that's all Americans, that's like everyone says, you have health care. But then there's got to be something else going on.
Yeah, what else you got?
In the country.
Marijuana just got legalized.
Whoa.
Okay. What's the major issue with, first of all, what are the parties?
There's the Liberals and the Conservatives.
Okay. And
NDP,
that's what they're called?
The NDP and the Liberals, yeah.
The NDP is the National Democrat. Do you know?
Yeah, wait, maybe the NDP is the Liberals, I think.
The National Democrat.
I know the Graham's stuck on a train.
Someone Google
this. So our expert is stuck. So
no, wait a minute. I think the NDP are the Liberals.
All right.
Can someone Google this shit?
Sure.
I don't want to.
Well, what was Rob Ford?
Yeah, that guy was
so our hero.
So Rob first Trump.
Rob Ford's brother is the Premier of Ontario right now, which is the Doug Ford.
Doug
who
Ford.
Is actually like
not
the
a cokehead.
No, he for sure is. He's the mastermind behind Rob Ford. He was like the Tommy boy. No, Tommy boy. He's like the puppet dude.
Right. Is he smart and different?
He's not different, but he's not thin. As much of a disaster. He's fat.
He's fat too.
They actually look exactly the same.
Okay.
He's the Farley Steve brothers. Bannon.
It's like the two Belushi brothers where they're one's a little more.
But he's got it more together. He's not like running in a camera.
He's not as naturally talented as Rob Ford.
He's not tripping in national television and stuff like that.
Is Rob Ford dead?
I mean, Rob Ford's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, right?
Let's tell people who Rob Ford is.
Okay, he was that amazing mayor of Toronto, right?
He was the mayor of Toronto.
Years ago,
smoked crack.
Who smoked crack.
And he wore a football jersey with his own name on it Senate debate.
He got kicked out of the Argos game. CFL team.
Well, because he wasn't
he got kicked out. He was the mayor.
He wasn't in a Marion Barry smoking crack way. It was more this guy was partying. He was out with look at this. We got.
Oh, wow.
Coming in off the bench.
Graham K, welcome to the
first ever
show.
Sixth man of this podcast coming in.
Good to be here.
Graham was in Toronto when Rob Ford was the mayor.
We're talking about the greatest mayor in North American history.
How crazy was that time when he was the mayor?
It was like out of a movie, because it was we're living in Trump times, and then every day there's something new. I can't believe there's a new thing today. And then there was it was there was a new thing every day, but it was about crack.
Yeah.
And it was he may have killed this guy who knew where he bought the crack.
Yeah, I was just telling
killed
him.
A guy. What?
So how did he come in? How did he come to be?
Well, it's the same sort of populist movement that's happening all over the world. It's like the that was the first major guy.
Was he in the Conservative Party? Because we didn't even figure that out.
Absolutely.
And do you know which party is which? Because we didn't.
NDP
he didn't know
are
here.
The Liberals, right?
Oh boy, this is unbelievable.
Are they?
The Liberals are supposedly there's a Liberal Party.
Yeah, the Liberal, and then the
and
NDP,
then the NDP are
the
further left.
Oh, it's
they're
a third
further
party.
Left.
It's a Green Party.
And then there's the Conservative Party,
see,
which is on the right,
almost right.
National Democratic Party. They're like Bernie Sanders type.
Oh, that's what the NDP is?
Yes.
Bernie Bros.
Do you remember the Bloc de Québécois?
This is why
they were
this is why Rob Ford gets elected, because people on the outside of Toronto and the outer borough, like, they don't have education. And it's all construction workers going, yeah, I hate gays too, and then they vote.
I was telling them that there's no Guidos in Canada, they're Ginos. That's what we call them. We don't call them Guidos.
Yeah, we call them Ginos. Why?
I don't know.
We call them Ginos and what do we call the Lebanese? We have a
we do?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in Ottawa it was
Lebos?
Ginos and
oh, I know a term for Lebanese. I think it's pretty bad.
What is it?
Is it Lebos?
No.
But anyway, I'm not kidding. Oh, in Australia that's what they call it.
It's very hard to tell in Ottawa.
In Australia for Lebanese?
It's very hard to tell and distinguish between a Gino and a Lebanese guy, because they always had the same shoes. And
wingtips,
techno music,
techno. My dad, techno.
Terrible cars. Yeah.
But Doug Ford, Rob Ford's brother.
Yeah,
he is the premier of Ontario, and I know the premier is like the governor of like Chris Christie's the governor of New Jersey.
Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Or you know,
he was. Yeah,
he
yeah.
was. He
the province.
He's a conservative.
And Rob Ford was also a conservative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. He's very laissez-faire, it seems, in his personal life.
But in the
a libertarian, maybe.
Like, you know, it's in the municipal level, it's not as... There's only so
he
much.
Wasn't so... Yeah, socially.
You know what I mean?
He wasn't very conservative, I would assume.
Right. Yeah, Canadian he was, conservative.
He was very conservative.
Yeah, he was.
In every single sense of the word.
Oh. He was.
Fiscally, socially. The reason why they got to power is because they banded together Muslim people, new Muslim immigrants, and like... white trash people that both hate gay people. And seriously.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know, these sex education.
Are you saying Doug Ford?
Both.
No, but also Catherine Wynne was fucking up huge and people didn't, she was lying and shit like that.
Yes, but there are other people you can vote for. Like, they elected him as the leader of the Conservative Party. They could have elected anybody else as the leader of the Conservative Party.
Much like
not
Trump.
Really.
They went with him.
It's either the Liberals or the Conservatives.
But he's saying in the primary process, right?
Before that. Before it's Liberal and Conservative,
yeah,
you have to elect a leader for your Conservative Party.
I understand that.
You could have elected a non
a non crack smoking.
I understand that, but you know,
I'm you know,
okay. So what about
well, the Republicans should think of that banish. If good thing they don't get listed in the pod.
What about this? I looked
there
it
is
up.
Scum in Canada.
The Muslim, religious right combo
everywhere.
Would be a scary combo if they. So I, if they, about you know.
Well, we had the Bloc de
Québec. Yeah, we don't have that here, so.
Okay, I looked it up.
We gotta talk about
60%.
I like how you add extra letters.
I know.
Yeah.
60% of Canadians vote. I want to get to
good
this.
To see you, buddy.
You too. I like your mustache.
How in America? What is it? Less than 50% in the United States? Less than 50% of people vote?
Well, it depends on the election, I guess. But in midterms, for sure,
way less.
And presidential elections, I don't. Yeah.
What
I don't
is
know.
Voting
it's a
like
than...
in Canada? How do you get people it's to like vote? Here, it's on a Tuesday. People have to take off work. Is it the same?
It's.
Like, how do you go about
it's
voting?
Not as crazy. It's not as there's the debates are not watched. You know, it's not as
but you
as,
have more people voting in Canada than vote here.
It's
more
not as much as of a show than it is in Canada. But we do know when the elections are and we do know where to go and vote. We don't make it like this spectacle. It's like, hey, this is voting. This is our right. Go out and vote, and that's it.
So
we,
what's
we keep
the process
it simple.
Of voting?
Okay, like, we don't vote like you vote for Trump, right?
Yeah.
And it says his name.
No,
Turner
yeah.
did vote for Trump. He
yeah,
won't,
yeah, yeah.
He won't admit
it. You know what I mean, though. It just says his name, right? I've never voted in America.
It says his name and
yeah.
the party.
We don't, it doesn't say Trudeau on our ballot. It says, it would say your MP, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
you're voting,
name.
It's a prime minister.
Yeah,
you're voting for your local, right,
your
technically.
Municipal
right,
parliament.
Right.
So my guys.
Parliamentary. Electoral, whatever. So it's you're voting for you have to make a decision whether you should choose you if you want your you have to make a decision. Who do you want to be prime minister, or who do you want to rule your riding?
Yeah,
you know, because the person you elect in your riding will have a seat in the House, and you and in order to how to get be prime minister, and this is the way it works in England,
seats.
In Canada, in Australia, in South Africa, New Zealand, all you know, Ireland. But so basically,
what is it? What's the number of majority seats?
171?
171?
I think it's 160
something.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah. But anyway, it so that hopefully your local riding MP's ideas align with who you want to be prime minister, the leader of the country. Hopefully, if that happens, then it's no big deal. But you know, it's always like strategic voting. It's like, oh, I don't want Doug Ford to be, you know, to win, so I'm going to vote for somebody who I think is not good for my neighborhood. Because I want the other, I want them to
that party.
Well, Doug Ford's
on the country.
Doug Ford's on the provincial.
That's
scale.
The one thing that sucks,
right?
About
the parliamentary.
It.
And a riding is a neighborhood.
Yeah,
it can be anything, but it's a parcel of land divided up proportionate to population. So if you are in a city, the land mass is smaller where a riding is because cities are more densely populated. But if you are in the country, a riding can be very big because
some
you want
House
one,
representatives.
Yeah, you don't want one seat in the House to be one seat in the House has the same amount of power as another seat in the House. And so you don't want one seat in the House to have like 100 people representing 100 people and the other one represents 3 million.
Yeah.
Because that's completely disproportionate.
They do that here.
The
House representatives.
Yeah.
So, and then what about because there's all the gerrymandering in America. Well, they're like the districts they'll draw them like crazy so that they can get.
Yeah, there are laws against that in Canada because
there are.
It's yeah.
That makes
it also doesn't make as much sense in a parliamentary system to do that because you don't. I mean, the end goal is to be the prime minister, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have like it would kind of be self defeating. I don't know because your goal in gerrymandering is just to win those seats. Because it doesn't like the head of the
one gerrymandering is to get people not to vote.
Right. Well, that too. But I mean, you want to get to keep those seats and House representatives being in charge doesn't get you the presidency in America.
Yeah.
You know, it's not exactly the same. But yeah, that's should we do a parliamentary system? Is Oatmeal in favor of that? No.
Sure. I don't totally understand it, but it sounds good.
I mean, there's
got these issues.
It's not
in other countries.
Here's the thing. It's like it's not. I think they're both the same. What's good about parliamentary system is it's easier to have third parties.
Right.
Which is crazy.
It's also easier for crazy parties to get some
Bloc
power
Quebecois.
In certain countries because they.
We're gonna get to that.
I read this like 2 weeks ago about the Bloc de Quebecois. Very fucking close separating Quebec than we think.
What does that mean? I know this. What do you
I
mean?
Did not know that.
What are we
I did not know
about?
That
Quebec becoming independent.
Yes,
free
they
Quebec.
Were very close to separating.
Yeah, there was a whole like this hour's 22-minute sketch.
I know they wanted to separate it. I know there was a
like
vote.
How you reference a sketch.
No, but here,
but it was how
it,
much
it makes sense. If you just you know, I'll explain to you why it makes sense because they won by 0.4%. 0.4%.
I know,
and they made a
point
a sketch
four.
About a beer called 0.4%.
Oh,
like
wow.
Everyone knew it was like really close. I guess maybe you're like.
I was when it happened I wasn't that old.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you, 6 years older than me? 5 years older than me? That makes a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when was it 93?
Yeah.
So they voted for independence in Quebec.
Yes, and then they had when they lost, the leader got up and he was drunk and he said, the reason why we lost is because of the ethnic vote.
Ah.
And which is like a fucking crazy racist thing to say.
Right. That's why I used to drink 0.4% beer going forward.
Yeah,
but if you say it in French, it sounds better.
What was his name, that fucker?
I forget. But they had there's a lot of immigrants in Montreal from French-speaking Africa and Haiti and just anywhere in general.
South America.
It's big, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're like, you know, if you want to move to America, in quotes, and you come from a French-speaking country, you just go to Montreal.
Yeah,
you know, and so
I love
it's,
Montreal.
It's like this very multicultural ethnic place, and then you know they're all like, well, they don't. It's like what's happening now. It's like, oh, they're not really Americans. They're not really Quebecois. You know, and so he said the reason why he just got up there and was like, we lost because of these ethnic people. And it was like 0.4%.
And what do people outside of Quebec think of like this whole, because there's still a movement to separate, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's a lot less because
not anymore
because they keep, because what happened with the separation movement is it really crippled them economically. A lot of the big corporations, like Montreal, was a huge economically powerful city in Canada and in North America. You know, it was bigger and way richer than like Boston, than Philadelphia, like all those Eastern Seaboard cities. And then when separation happened, all the corporations left because they're like, we don't know what's going to happen. What currency are you going to use?
It's unstable.
It's unstable. You know what I mean? So it's like everyone, and then Montreal as a city, which is the biggest city in Quebec. So basically, if you don't know, if you're not familiar with the geography, Quebec is like twice the size of Texas, and then all the French people in Canada live inside Quebec. And so just think about it as like Thomas.
Also,
the largest
city
is Montreal.
I've driven from Montreal to Quebec City. Yes. I love driving up there because like it's the only way you can get your car in America and like drive and you feel like you're in Europe or something.
For sure.
Montreal, also, the French community is shrinking. It really is. Like this was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And most of the immigrants, when they come here, English is a bigger language, period. Yeah. And, you know, so.
Do you speak French speaking when you're like growing up in Ontario or do you?
Nah, you have to learn it till 9th, 10th grade.
Ninth grade.
Yeah, I failed.
Graham, you're from Manitoba, is that right?
I'm from Ottawa. Ottawa is the capital of Canada.
Is that bad?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I just picked a place.
No, like, I didn't. I thought you told me that.
You're from.
Can I tell you exactly what I did?
North Dakota.
I thought you told me that a while ago, and I went and looked at a map this morning to make sure I was right. Yeah. I'm like, yep, I'm right.
It's hilarious.
No, he went to school in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was thinking of Saskatchewan.
That's okay.
And the capital is?
Of Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Is Saskatoon?
No.
Regina.
Yes.
I love when people say Regina. Four.
I thought you said it like it was a trick question. I was like, it's Regina, but he said it like a trick question. Anyway, so the reason why Ottawa is the capital of Canada is because it is in between Toronto and Montreal and it's on the border of Quebec and Ontario. So the Queen of England was like, well, if you give it to Montreal, English Canada will be angry. If you give it to Toronto, French Canada will be angry. So it was just put this in this like logging town and it became the capital. So basically, long story short, is if you go, it's as if I'm from Ottawa, which is English. It's because it's in Ontario. But it's as if like if you went to New Jersey and everyone spoke French. You just cross a river and everyone speaks French.
Wow.
Gatineau?
Yeah.
But yet it's the same country. That's so odd to me.
Yeah.
That like a two language country. Yeah. How do you seems so difficult to govern?
Well, I mean,
I don't know why
India has like 200 like official languages.
And they're doing a bang up job.
Switzerland has Switzerland has 4.
No, they're doing
Denmark has 2. Like a lot of countries have.
So
more
then
than
is
one.
Every president, I mean, prime minister speech in both languages? Do they just do it all and then they repeat it?
Do they have the person there? Like,
you've never been on an Air Canada flight?
I have once. It was a disaster. I don't want to do it again. I was late for my honeymoon.
Because of the French part? Is that why it was a disaster?
Because they had to give the safety speech in both languages.
Yeah, that's
exactly I missed my connecting flight. I'm not even kidding. I was stuck in a...
No, they just do one language. But if they'll just do one language and they'll flip back and forth. And then, like, if somebody wants to start speaking French, they just start speaking French. And then usually it's like the Quebec people will just start speaking French. The Bloc de Québécois still exists, and it sometimes wins the second amount of seats in all of the country because Quebec just elects all their dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
This is pretty interesting, though, because Canada and this girl that we know who's a comic, Sandra Battaglini, she's trying to get stand-up recognized as an art form because there's a lot of shit going on. I know one Canadian guy got sued by the like Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. So
because there's not the free speech protections, you mean?
Something fucked up.
Hate speech.
Hate speech.
Oh,
they have hate speech laws.
And okay, so even though I don't think,
You're saying an artist couldn't get away from those laws.
Well, that was just that. No? This is not her particular push. Well, wasn't
I can answer this question quickly.
Sorry.
Just the hate speech laws are in theory a good idea. And are good until they're abused,
right?
And turned on artists for bullshit, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
unprecedented in the first time in like 60 years. since they were.
Oh, it's a law that's been on the books for 60 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
Since like World War II. Like, we're like, yeah. you know, no more Nazis, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe just don't say you right. know, all Jews should die and then, right. that should be illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
And then. And then
I'm Jewish, so.
Yeah. We were like, that's bad. And then.
Isn't that your closer?
I recuse myself from the conversation.
and then. You know, and then some guy, some comedian in Montreal, made fun of this like famous case where this disabled guy.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not knowing the ins and out of the case.
I think
but
this
it
disabled
was like this,
guy, his last wish to make a wish was to sing in front of the Pope, and it was real bad. And then he made fun of the kid on his special.
Yeah,
but then the kid lived.
Yeah,
and then he sued
and the kid
him.
Sued him.
You know, yeah. And then, well, then
he got he lived. The balls on this
he got,
kid.
He got charged legally for hate speech.
That's
which is crazy.
Yeah,
and bad.
And
you
this
know.
Guy's a
That's
huge
ridiculous.
Celebrity in French Canada. Only French Canada.
He does French language stand up.
Yes, and yeah. He's one of the biggest, if not the biggest.
To just go to the Canadian Supreme Court, or
yeah,
yeah. I don't. I mean, I don't know how it turned out, but
he lost.
He's in prison.
No, he didn't. No, he had to pay. He had to pay like a money, and people started a GoFundMe for him, and even though I don't think he needed one, they
see that people who want to move to Canada.
Wow. Man,
see,
be careful.
Is we're that, not perfect.
Not perfect. Yeah,
but
can't make fun of disabled people up there.
Yeah, but you're Jewish, so it's like, what do I do? You know.
No, but this lady Sandra Battaglini, she stand up is not recognized as an art form. In Canada, there's like
which matters because you get public funding for
yes.
the arts.
Oh, I think we've talked about this on the pod.
Yeah.
So the government could potentially give you money to do stand up.
Is yes. podcasting considered an art form?
Yeah. No. But like drumming is, like standing drumming is, like,
yes. So if you drum on the podcast,
we can do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
We gotta get some money.
But the people who control what is art in Canada is so small, and they don't want to give up any power, so they're not budging on bringing stand up in. So this lady's trying to push to get it in, and she went to like the House of Commons. She had to go to her local MP and make a case, and then her local MP went to the House of Commons, and she was telling me how the whole thing like was. You got to go in front of like a tribunal of people, and you got to make a case on why stand-up should be considered an art form.
And how's it going for her?
It happened on like September 10th or something, and then they have like 45 days to give you a decision. But apparently the lady, the MP, had like a broken arm. And she did like
she
a presentation.
A
she,
on that.
She was like, knock, knock. And they were like, who's there? And she's like, not the arts community of Canada.
Oh,
like, she had a joke.
Can you imagine how pissed off American people would be if they found out their tax dollars were going to fund stand-up comedians?
Doing that.
For sure. But there's drummers. There's a reason.
Well, you guys have so much money here with networks and production companies that you
yeah.
don't
yeah,
need
got,
the government.
We got ants
but,
right
but,
here.
But there's a reason behind all, like, why they have funding for arts, Canadian arts and culture is because we are, as English Canadians, are in a very unique position. French Canada does not have this problem because they have a very, because they speak French, they don't import American culture. They don't
yeah.
care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
They want their own. They, have
but
their
they don't
own
import French culture from.
No, because it's different.
Nah,
it's like
nah,
it's like Alabama to London.
Right.
The differences in culture and language.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they have their own thing, and they want their own thing, and they create their own thing. Whereas in Canada,
yeah.
unlike Australia or a lot of other smaller English-speaking Western countries, we are share a border with the richest, most powerful country and most influential media country in the history of the human race.
Yeah.
So
we're part of that.
So
right
we
here.
Have
we're
to.
Little
God bless.
It.
God bless.
Yeah. You guys. I think it's you. You're talking about them, right? Yeah. The Americans.
They're bringing them down.
Yeah.
If we create more of these podcasts, we won't need the public arts money yes. because this is bringing down America.
And English Canada continues to grow, and French Canada continues to shrink. But you know, to preserve your culture. You need art. Art's one of the big ones. So they keep pumping money and producing more things into French Canada than they would English Canada. We're not doing this.
Is there like a late night show or like some way to get to break as a comedian in Canada? Like
no.
some big TV?
There's
no.
like three.
That's why we all have to move.
There's like four people.
You can break, but there's nothing that can, like you have to like, there is, two guys in particular that broke and stayed in Canada that you guys don't know about. Jerry D. And they got their own sitcoms.
And who's the other guy?
Brent Butt.
Brent Butt's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, you know, and then the other ones had to leave Canada. I mean, Russell Peters is like a homegrown guy who got really big, but he had to leave to get, you know.
Yeah, he made all his
money. He had to go to, like, you know.
I saw him in Hong Kong, 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You had to do that.
Two nights.
Tom Green, he made
Tom
here.
Tom Green, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And a lot moved to the UK.
He's still doing stuff.
He was famous in Canada, but when he left. Yeah.
So back to politics. What about, these are questions I wrote down. What? Okay, so things Trudeau seems like he's been around forever. How long can has a prime minister stay in office?
It can stay.
He's been around forever. He's been around for like 24 months.
That's as long as Turner's been back in America.
Is that it? Yeah,
the whole time he's been in America.
3 years.
He wasn't
years.
Paying attention.
Really?
Yeah. 3 years.
They don't get the news in China on Canada, right?
I didn't get the news.
A year before Trump.
But his
that's
it? I think
when
so.
When was his father prime minister?
I thought he was like 6 years before that.
His
No. We had Harper.
For 10 years.
And everyone didn't like Harper, right?
That guy's a robot.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is there term limits?
No.
It's like
none.
No, you run the. You could run the game.
If you're getting elected, if we want in.
How often are elections like scheduled, or are they called for? Like the way some
How did it work? Because if it was 10 years, but we do it every 4 years. So what the heck happened?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Thank God I got here when I did. I don't know what he said.
I was about to get into it.
This would have been such a different podcast.
I was just making stuff up.
No, I'm not.
You asked one guy, like literally.
I think well, wasn't it 10 years? The Bernie party was the conservative party. I'm pretty sure he said that.
This show
is
brought to you by the A Train.
Wasn't it 10 years?
Okay, what happens is
I'm telling you, it was 10 years.
Is you.
Paul Martin before
every
that.
4 years you have to call an election, but you can call an election early. Before that when the when your polls are high. So if you are doing well, you will always call it in the third year, because that's what that guarantees you that another 4 years for sure. But if you wait till the very very end, usually that's a bad sign. Usually you're not doing well.
You can't call it after a year.
It's the NBA should work like this. Like in the middle of the third quarter, the Raptors are up by 10. They're like, it's over.
Yeah.
Honestly, I heard more about Trump in a week than I heard about Harper in 10 years.
Well, no one knew any. I used to have a joke that Trudeau killed it. Now you're right, because I used to have a bit about how no one knew the Prime Minister of Canada. Even Canadian people didn't, and it used to work.
He
all around the world it worked until Trudeau came.
He literally talked.
Because Trudeau's very charming.
Four times in 10 years, I don't remember him saying anything.
He was like a little sneaky.
Better not to say shit.
Very good politician, you know, very good,
wheels behind the scenes.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a lot smarter than Ted Cruz.
Yo, he's smart. He's just very if I don't say anything, they won't know.
He's smart and kind of sold us out and screwed us on oil, but whatever.
Made bad deals.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the environment. He's a conservative guy, but he was in there a long time because the liberals before him, did really well, but they were in office too long and they were corrupt, and people just.
Paul Martin was a liberal.
Yep.
Chrétien was a liberal.
Yeah, fantastic prime minister.
I love Chrétien.
Best
he
prime
had,
minister
like,
we've ever had.
Bell's palsy or something.
And he did.
And
he had Bell's palsy when he was a kid.
And he was like French, and he was like.
And he was the prime minister.
Like your FBI.
Yeah, he was most a disproportionate amount of the prime ministers of Canada are French Canadian.
What year was
I thought
he from?
You were going to say I've had Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy. It's
we've never had a Bell. Dude, that glass ceiling has not been broken.
That has not been broken.
A lot of presidents in America are disproportionately left-handed. A lot of prime ministers in Canada are disproportionately Bell's palsy. It's a little weird thing.
Yeah. I feel like if Hillary Clinton gets elected again, she'll get.
She's going to get Bell's palsy.
A lot of left-handed presidents.
We have. I'm going to get my kids
lefty. 40% of presidents are left-handed.
It's the same with being a pitcher and baseball reliever.
What side of his face was frozen?
I don't remember.
I think it was the left.
Yeah.
So do you guys? I really wanted to know this though. Do you vote on a weekend or is it a weekday or do you like?
It changes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But do you guys like Trudeau? Because I feel like in America everyone loves Trudeau. They're just like he's like their new Obama or something.
Well, there are a lot of conservative parts of Canada. Like the western part is Alberta's basically our Texas. They hate him. They hated his father. A lot of Americans don't know this, but Trudeau's dad was prime minister from 1968 to 1984.
Two terms, I think.
Wow. Yeah. That's more than two terms.
He won. He lost, and then he won.
He was out of office for like 3 years, four right. years, and then came back.
That's a long stretch.
We had a girl prime minister. A woman.
A girl?
A yeah. woman prime minister. Kim Campbell.
Did she have Bell's really? Palsy too? Both? Kim,
3 months, and then she got the boot.
Three months?
Yeah, 3 months, yeah.
They wanted to tell us that they had a female prime minister.
How do you be prime minister?
So in the parliamentary system, when...
She called elections too soon, got cocky.
Brian Mulroney was the conservative prime minister of Canada.
My dad still hates that guy for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time he has to do it, sometimes he'll look at a
the
bill.
The Genos don't like him.
Sometimes he'll look at a bill and he'll be like, that fucking Mulroney. Like,
oh,
he's
got a bill.
You know why?
HST.
GST.
GST.
Goods and services tax. Goods and services tax. 7% on everything, Brian Mulroney.
Tax.
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
That
and anyway, he.
It's like a fat tax or something?
He lost the. He lost the confidence of his party in the leading up to the election. His party internally were like, we have an election coming up. Everyone hates your guts. Get out.
What a speech.
And
so they made a girl.
So that,
we got a girl to do your job for you.
Got a little girl.
She doesn't have Bell's palsy, but she's... Yeah.
But close she's, enough.
Yeah. No,
she
no,
shakes a little.
About to get
she's early so, Parkinson's.
So they elected Kim Campbell as the leader of the Conservative
Was
Party.
Was she lefty? At least.
The Genos didn't like her.
I don't know.
The Genos didn't really say the woman belongs in the kitchen where he's
Genos
from.
Genos like, what is this, April Fool's Day?
Genos didn't really say much about her.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
When was she?
And then the election.
It was in the early 90s, and then the election came, and then she lost, and that was it. So then that's when Jean Chrétien got elected.
And they never had a woman again.
Nope.
No. Were we even close? No.
I don't think I don't even remember.
I can't think of anyone who's come close. The smartest person in like all of the debates, because Canadian debates will have like, you know, like five booths of like the leading parties, and it's the Green Party, and I forget her name, but
wait, they'll have like
clearly the smartest one.
They have a debate, like a national debate before the elections,
yeah.
But like four members of who are running, kind of thing.
Yeah, the four leaders
Nobody
of the
watches.
Four major parties.
Nobody watches. It's not like our debates that are
sporting
events.
Because you know why. Your debates are like people watch them is because they're
Hollywood.
It's like they're there to like insult each other,
right?
And Canadians think that that's stupid. And if you insult someone, we're like, oh, you're a moron. You're like a bully. You're trying to be a tough guy. Go screw yourself. And like, so Canadian debates are like they talk about.
Policy,
and it's so boring and no one
boring.
Watches.
That's a big problem.
It's supposed to be.
Your ratings are terrible. That's why you're not getting money. You need the arts money.
This shit is so funny, by the way. I do remember when I was, because Trudeau, they sort of overlapped when Trump was running for president and Trudeau was.
Our election went on so long, there probably was some.
Did Trump start, like.
2015, maybe? Yeah.
Like a year and a half before, probably.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half before,
like
when, he was,
right.
when he was going against who? In his own.
Like Little Marco and.
Marco
Lion's
Rubio.
Head.
Little Marco.
Low energy Jeb.
And
low energy Jeb.
Yeah. I can't even think of Jeb's
low
voice.
Energy.
I met somebody. I was having a conversation about someone today, and they were like, "That something strikes me wrong about. I can't say who it is." And I was like, "Yeah, they're very low energy." And then they were like, "What? Where's that? What's that?" I was like, it's President Trump's great term. Low energy.
Jeb Bush literally lost the election based off that one. Like,
yeah, he had more money than anybody to start off with, but he was low energy.
So I remember those like commercials and stuff. Like when you guys like insult the other candidates.
Sure,
pretty good, right?
Yeah, we got.
And then I went back to Canada and I saw their commercials. And Harper, I swear to God, this is a real thing. You can look it up. You remember this when Harper would go like Trudeau did this, said this, Trudeau said that. It was just basic political stuff, like policies and stuff. Mm. And then at the end of the commercial, they go. Yeah. But he's got great hair, though. Like,
a zing.
No, it's, they're making
that's
fun
hate
of his
speech.
Hair.
That should be hate speech.
There's like,
that was the biggest insult, though. They're like, but he's got good hair. And then it cuts off.
I got drunk in Canada, like, after the election when he won, and, like, there was a grumpy, like conservatives literally like at bars were telling me like he only won because he has nice hair. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Well, so I have a question.
I do. It was
he
hilarious.
Has great hair.
So it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
So if
your commercials are like this guy's a pedophile.
Yeah, we have some really.
And the guy's like, oh, look at that. Look at that.
I
hair.
Mean, if you've seen the one, there was that one in.
he voted for ISIS.
Yes. Stupid shit like that.
No, there's these ones now with some of the ones in the midterms. Mm-hmm. There's that one in Arkansas. Did you?
I've seen that one. Yeah. I've seen the one where, like, this guy's a pedophile. He runs a pedophile ring.
Yeah. No, this guy's like... literally going to, yeah. Some of them are like, but yeah, if they have that, so it's different than England, though, because you, like, you know, have you ever watched, like, Prime Minister's Questions in England?
Yeah, they all yell at each
other. They all yell at each other, and they're zingers, and they're, so they don't act that way, like, ever. No.
So what are the major issues?
They yell at each other in Parliament.
Yeah.
And then they all go, like, here. They're like, Mr. Mr. Speaker, because you're always addressing the Speaker of the House. You don't go like, "Hey, you're a piece of crap." They go, "Mr. Speaker, this guy's a jerk,"
and he's got green hair.
And then they go like, "Yeah." Then everyone in your party stands up and claps. Oh, yes. Or then, and the other side of the House will be like, they'll go like, "Boo, no hiss."
Oh, okay,
like,
so they will do that. All right,
yeah.
That's entertaining. They should be airing that more instead of the debates to get more.
They'll have the highlights in the news. It's fun.
Okay,
you know.
So this is the last question, then we'll get to the news. What are the what are the issues? Like in America, it's like, or in the U.S., it's like the environment, or it's the military, or the guns. Is it all basically the same?
No,
we don't have guns.
Stuff that we're not even considering that you guys care about. That
we have environmental issues, big time.
Trade is a big one. Yeah. Environment's a big one. Taxes, that's normal,
that's huge,
across
yeah.
the board in every country.
Immigration now.
From where? Where are people immigrating from? China?
You guys America. Chinese, right? You got liberals coming in from America.
That's true.
The Middle East.
Everywhere.
Amy Schumer.
Africa. South America.
Everywhere. Well, the major, you know, a lot, you know, we took a lot of the Syrian refugees in because you guys didn't want to because everyone who has brown skin is a terrorist. And according to America, not according to us.
No, Canadians don't feel that way.
And that's the thing. And then, you know, I mean, Trudeau was like, he welcomed them in the airport.
It was almost like trolling them.
You should have the caravan come straight through and just keep going to Canada.
They should open up like the pipeline.
The Guatemalan.
You know, like the gas pipeline, the Keystone. They could do that. Yeah.
A lot of our news is... dealing with you and your news.
That's probably a big thing to do.
We're currently in a trade war with America.
Yeah.
We made a deal and you guys reneged on it.
Well,
and
you say you guys like it's
oh,
Trump.
You're right. Yeah. They,
NAFTA.
No, they made it. They made it. I thought we did it. Canada agreement.
Yeah, and it's like the same deal with like a few tweaks. And Trump's calling it this amazing new deal.
Yeah, it's a few tweaks. Like, you guys,
it's all benefited
from it for sure.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
the old one. No,
president getting it done.
Look at us.
No, what the president's doing is he's like, he's like, I want the steel workers. We're getting screwed on steel, and like the whole deal was like
dairy as well.
We sell you this, we'll buy that.
Yeah, he doesn't understand how trade works.
It's like,
at
okay,
all.
Steel's going to go better now, but now your dairy's going to get screwed.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're just, that's the way it works, you know?
You're shuffling the decks in the
cards. You're shuffling the decks. He doesn't understand. Like, I fixed it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yay. So it's like, I listened to a couple podcasts with economists talking about, like, is it really... going to affect anyone, like the grand scheme of things. It's like it will not affect the economy very much at all, but it will affect people on the ground floor. Like it'll affect like the people, like some certain
dairy farmers.
Like it's going to affect those people
in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Canada.
In both.
Yeah. Milks. You know.
So it's a lose-lose. That's great.
It's just the same, except different people are losing out than before.
Trump's a big fan of like announcing tariffs, and then like the stock market gets killed, and then he like solves the same problem he created by just like then they have a deal, and then the stock market goes up, and then he tweets market up. Like that's his styling, and it's more
marijuana was huge because I was back there last month. I honest to God, the news was 80% marijuana.
Okay, well, can we hold that? 80%. Because we're going to get to that in our news.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Hey, you guys, because we got to keep moving because you guys got to go soon.
Yeah,
let's get to the news.
Sorry.
All right. Play the music.
News story of the week today comes from the Shanghaiist.
Oh, here we go.
.com in Shanghai, China.
One of the finest papers in all the world.
China warns its citizens to stay away from marijuana while in Canada after pot legalization.
Mm. Oh,
China is infamous for its harsh laws regarding drug trafficking, and Canada's legislation of marijuana has caused some travelers to worry that they might get thrown in jail for accidentally bringing back the substance to their home country. You cannot have drugs in China. You also, they start, I know 40 people who've been put in, expats who live in the city I used to live in, who recently been put in jail for 2 weeks and then kicked out of the country for 5 years for having marijuana in their system.
Wow.
And they do hair tests.
Wow.
As well, hair tests? Which can go back like a month, I think.
So you can't do that thing at the drugstore that gets you out of it with hair tests.
So if you go to Canada, smoke pot, and then come home and then you get hair tested, you're in jail.
You got to shave your head.
Yeah, if you're in the same room with people smoking, your hair's going to get it. That's not fair.
But here's the other thing. So then they say South Korea is going even further. They've threatened to persecute any citizen who consumes marijuana in Canada upon their return.
Persecute?
So I guess prosecute.
Or prosecute.
That's so you can smoke it here and then you go there and you go to jail. You didn't bring any with you.
Hypothetically, yes. I mean, if you bring it back, you're definitely screwed. But
for sure.
That's jail for
but that makes sense.
I mean, you
to
shouldn't bring drugs to other countries as a general
That
law.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
But that's not my question. My question is if you smoke it here or in Canada and then you go over there and you have nothing on your person, you will go to jail if they pull your hair.
If they pull your hair, yeah, because they started, I know, like I said, 40 people and they got, it's all expats and they just got kicked out.
Crazy.
They got deported.
That's crazy.
Do they, do they have like
it's the new government in China, which is Xi Jinping, the new president, is back
Panda.
To like the Chairman Mao.
Does he like paying off
Winnie
barbers?
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh. Exactly.
That
oh,
honestly
we talked about
makes
him.
Me laugh so much.
Tell Cap the story.
About Winnie the Pooh?
I know Winnie the Pooh.
You know,
we're talking about in the air.
Oh, we did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Fucking hilarious, man.
So what are people doing now? Canada's legal. Is it changing anything in Canada with the pot?
You know
what,
know better than me.
You know what's funny? Actually, there's you guys do Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Is that a thing here?
Yeah.
I mean, we got some moms who are very against drunk driving here. Yeah, that's universal.
Well, there's like
there's no country where moms are pro drunk driving.
No, that's true.
I'm aware.
I guess you probably don't. Then
they don't. No, there's like they have these commercials.
I was. Yeah.
It's this big.
It's a big organization called Mad Mothers.
No, we have that organization.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of commercials. You know. With drinking and driving that they've had over the years. Remember the beer pints over the thing and then it gets blurry and people crash?
Yeah.
Well, now I went back there and there's weed commercials.
Mothers Against Weed.
Well, it's still Mad,
okay.
But it's like now exclusively
moms.
Marijuana driving commercials. And my buddy's in it because I mean. Because
you got to work.
You do comedy and you know everybody in commercials now.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious. He was at a drive-thru and he like drove into the restaurant. And I was like, well, this doesn't clearly happen when you're you're smoking marijuana.
Well, you're hungry.
They're way
true.
More of a.
Through the restaurant?
It's something
mellow. You
it's
drive
something
too slow
fucked.
Or something.
Yeah, it's a stretch. The marijuana driving things are a stretch. I don't know.
Is it like, is pot like. You could just buy it in stores like the way it is in
every province. They're still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every province is there's I think in Ontario you have to order it and that's the only way you could purchase it. But in Alberta or in Nova Scotia, for sure, you could purchase it at like liquor stores.
Okay.
So like it's retail.
Has anyone told the French?
I don't know.
That it's legal? Did anyone translate? Do you guys forget to tell them stuff sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
That happens. Like, oh, fuck, someone's got to tell the French. Just passed the law.
How do you translate marijuana is legal?
It's been on the books for a month. No one's even thought
about
it.
It's great for the poutine business because that seems like a great stone food.
When you it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
the
perfect.
Poutine stock is through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next story.
I have one last question for you. Since you're in the I was fascinated by this whole thing with the cutting the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Do they like go to barbershops and collect hair from people like who are suspects? Like, how do they?
Dude, they've been going. This happened to friends of mine. They show up at your apartment, they knock on the door, and then they ask you to pee in a cup, and then they take it back, and then if it doesn't come up anything, they might come back and ask you for a hair sample.
All right, I would just
They're
be careful.
To get all the
what?
Foreigners out
just
of
know your barbers. My advice to you, if you're in China, know who your barber is. Trust them.
Know your barber. Yeah, shave your head.
Shave your head.
Back. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Hair everywhere.
Next story of the week comes from Cincinnati Inquirer. Kaplan digging deep for this one.
Yeah, you know.
How old is too old for trick or treating? Which is exciting because this trick.
Well, today we're recording this early.
I was going to say Halloween was 2 weeks ago.
But we're recording this on Halloween, so in our minds.
All right, there was a swirl of controversy earlier this month when some of us suddenly learned that some Virginia states have laws that prohibit kids older than 12 years old for trick-or-treating. You can get fined if you get caught over 12 years old trick-or-treating. You get fined no less than $25 and no more than $100. Or
you 13-year-old bastard.
You can spend up to 6 months in jail.
Or both.
6 months in jail?
Yeah, in Virginia. But I guess if you
talk about
have
Chairman
a,
Mao,
Virginia's exactly. a bad. That's backwards.
What's the, but if you carry a tiki torch, it's a, you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys celebrate Halloween. You know this holiday. You have to explain it.
No, what's that Halloween?
No, what is it?
That's I support that. I think because
well, how are you supporting? We're the alt middle. You're a libertarian. You support. You have to be an age limit on trick or treating.
6 months?
6 months in
You're
jail?
You're a libertarian?
As a parent. No, as a parent, it's great.
What's that?
Your kid's out of the house for 6 months.
Get the, I'm, You're a liberal.
Who wants to deal with their kids when they're 14? Get them in jail. Learn them a fine.
Let the state raise them.
Because I used to wear, like, I would, like, bring out, like, a baseball glove or, like, a tennis racket though. And just walk out and collect candy when I was, like, 13, 14. That was ridiculous. I was breaking the law.
12 seems young. I think the
12's
age is
young.
And
13.
Also, you know,
no, 16. You could still.
No, I think. I mean,
trick or treat at 16.
I think 13 is fine. 14.
If
is
you
weird.
Have like a brother
really?
Or someone,
if you're getting laid and smoking pot, you shouldn't be
trick
going around trick
yeah,
or treating.
You should. You're still in high school.
No,
you're
you should
still
be running
around
in the park.
Go to a house, knock on a door, get a fucking Tootsie Roll.
I know, but there's also like other thing was this, like, sex offenders are not, I was reading, they're not allowed to, like, if you're on a list, you're not allowed to have candy or to, like, put Halloween decorations. And I thought
that's
really,
a smart rule.
It's weird because you're not, but sure the people is. Have to learn how to adjust to society. Like, if they can't even do that.
But you're against
no,
this
fuck
rule?
That.
Well, if they can't do that, fuck then why are they even out of jail? Like, yeah, I'm against this. That sounds ridiculous.
Wait, but, why?
But also, no, tempt them with these 12 and 13-year-olds. 14-year-olds, I don't know.
Jesus
I'm against
Christ.
All this rule. No, I'm, yeah, all right, I'm flip-flopping. I'm against everything here. I'm against that rule. I'm against this rule.
Last story of the week. This is, I think this might be my favorite.
Back to Shanghaiest, right?
Back to the Shanghaiest, yeah.
Love the Shanghaiest.
A Shaolin Temple fighter KOs an African boxing champion in 43 seconds. Boxer turns out to just be an international student studying at Shenyang Aerospace University. So this is a big thing you can do in China. I guess people just, you can just like.
Fight.
There's a trust aspect. You can fight, but also there's a trust aspect if you're coming from a foreign country where Chinese people will just kind of, if you say like, oh, I'm an engineer, that sort of just believe you. You can doctor a resume, a CV,
okay,
if you will. And people, there's all these people who will just put on a suit and then they'll stand out in front of a building and they'll be the general manager for the day or something. They get hired. You can get hired to do this.
If you look the part,
so
act as if.
This guy just decided he was going to be an African boxing champion. And lied, and then had to fight an actual Shaolin Temple Kung Fu fighter.
Amazing.
And got KO'd in 43 seconds.
That's pretty long.
30,000 people.
30,000 people went to watch this fight.
Was it on pay-per-view? That's not a lot. But in China, that's like three people.
Yeah,
so.
China.
Oh, and you, they can't Google to find out if it's right or not.
Exactly.
There's no Google.
Yeah.
I know.
That's where he's going.
Oh, is that what you said?
That's why you can lie.
But yeah, I can just imagine being in, because sometimes they'll come into your class. Like when I used to study at a university there, they'll come into classes and they'll be like, to find foreigners. And they'll be like, hey, we have this thing. Who wants to go stand outside of this building and act like you were the contractor on this development? And they're just like, I'll do it. We'll give you $100.
Why?
Sure.
Why do they need that?
Because a lot of times it's a fake develop. They say that the development's foreign is a branch of some, the contracting company is a branch of some New York City major corporation, which they're not. And so then when it comes time to their investors to come visit or like say, clients, you need to have someone there who looks like they could be the person who flew in from New York City. So they'll just hire you to stand there. So I'm sure they did the same thing. He said they did. He said he found it at his university. They asked him to fight. And meanwhile, he had no idea 30,000 people were going to show up and it was going to be like a real event.
Did he? Is there video of this anywhere?
43 like, seconds like, is pretty long.
That's
to hang in.
To hang in there with no training at all?
Yeah, but that's
you fought a Shaolin.
Yeah, but the first
10
seconds,
master.
The guy might not have known. He was like dancing around and he's like, wait, I can just kill this guy.
Yeah.
It's like the Mike Tyson-Michael Spinks fight. which was like the biggest, like that was like at least a minute and a half, I think.
Well, yeah,
Spinks lasted
Spinks
that.
Spinks is a real fighter.
He was a real fighter. Bear, if you watched that fight, you wouldn't know.
What kind of fight was it though? Was it boxing? Was it?
I think it was like just whatever you want, like old school. Remember when UFC started?
Yeah,
and you could. It was like a sumo wrestler versus a boxer.
Did he go in there?
Gloves on.
Well, it's like in they go back to Tyson. Like in Mike Tyson's Punch Out, you're like when like you're just like ducking. Like that's the to get 43 seconds. You just gotta like.
I guess
there,
you can do it for 43.
Just try to like get
the
out.
Video
of
the guy is amazing. It's on shanghai.ist.com. He's not in shape at all.
China's
oh really?
Fuck.
Oh, so he's like kind of like a schlubby fat guy.
And they believed he could fight.
Yeah,
but they just wanted to like call his bluff.
No, they believed he could.
China's crazy, man.
30,000 people showed up to watch him.
What happens if you... Is there Halloween in China?
There is now because of the foreign influence. Like, little kids are doing it because parents think it's fun.
Wait, can 13-year-olds do it?
And if you go as Winnie the Pooh, you're done.
You're done.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah.
You can, obviously, right?
And also, you get a lot of candy because you just run through all the apartment buildings. I guess you do that in New York City as well, but...
Right. Well,
like, you don't have to go house to house.
It's weird. How do people trick-or-treat here? It's fucking weird.
No, it's very efficient because if you live in an apartment building, a big building, you just go down the stairs.
Oh, so you do.
Kaplan's
yeah,
we went later today.
Like, the kids want to go around the neighborhood, and I explain to them. That's like I live in the suburbs. It's very inefficient. You got to walk from a house to another house,
that's
up the driveway.
That's trick-or-treat.
It takes a while. I'm like, why are you wasting your time, kids? Let's just stick to the building, go up and down.
Is that what you do?
That's what we do. I mean, maybe we go up out a little bit. Yeah, well, we went to a parade a few years ago, and if you remember, my son got lost.
Oh yeah,
during Halloween
with the mask on, his son ran away.
He literally like it's like you're going from restaurant to, and we went into a place where there was an event, and he just vanished. And I was like, if we found him like 10 minutes later with a police officer 3 blocks away.
Oh my God, that's scary.
I was like,
"Where'd
you go?" And he was only like 3 or 4 at the time, and he's like, "Oh, I wanted to keep trick or treating." And again, he had to go. It wasn't in a building where it's contained. So it's dangerous out there.
There's no pedophiles in your building.
You know how you put a thing on the door that says trick or treat? Well, you don't know, obviously. I'm explaining. So you put a thing in your door if you want trick or treaters to come, because otherwise you'd go to every apartment building and people would be. So you should have to put a thing in the door, I guess, to say pedophile. I would love to have trick or treaters to come a little too much, but I can't have you guys.
All right. That's
a pedophile mezuzah.
A Passover, yes. Yeah. Passover with guys. Pedazuzah.
This is a little tiny place that he kisses every time he leaves.
Yes, that's a great idea.
To anyone listening, for next year, if you forget to buy candy or you don't want to buy candy, just say you're a pedophile. It's a great out.
It's a great out. So you won't, because my parents got their home egged when I was born, because I was born Halloween. They were out of the hospital. You know, they should have just said, we're pedophiles. Leave us alone.
That is the podcast. Alex Pavone, Graham K, thank you for doing
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Check out their podcast, For Instance Sports. All right, that's all. Take it easy.
Get lost.
I do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.